Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Scholes. This week, as we end out June and head into July, we're going to focus on three stories from early America in honor of the Independence Day holiday coming up soon on the 4th. That means that we're going to Myths and Legends of Our Own Land by Charles Skinner. First thing, we're going to go to something that's before the Revolution, something that has a bit of a ghostly air to it. This is Storm Ship of the Hudson. It was noised about New Amsterdam 200 years ago that a round and bulky ship, flying Dutch colors from her lofty quarter, was careering up the harbor in the teeth of a north wind, though the swift waters of an ebbing tide, and making for the Hudson. A signal from the battery to heave to and account for herself being disregarded, a cannon was trained upon her, and a ball went whistling through her cloudy and imponderable mass, for timbers she had none. Some of the sailor folk talked of mirages that rose into the air of northern coasts and seas, but the wise ones put their fingers beside their noses and called to memory the Flying Dutchman, that wanderer of the seas whose captain, having sworn that he would round Cape Horn in spite of heaven and hell, had been beating to and fro along the bleak Fuegian coast and elsewhere for centuries, being allowed to land but once in 7 years, where he can break the curse if he finds a girl who will love him. Perhaps Captain Vanderdecken found this maiden of his hopes in some Dutch settlement on the Hudson, or perhaps he expiated his rashness by prayer and penitence. Howbeit, he never came down again unless he slipped away to sea in snow or fogs so dense that watchers and boatmen saw nothing of his passing. A few old settlers declared the vessel to be the Half Moon, and there were some who testified to seeing that identical ship with Hudson and his specter crew on board making for the Catskills to hold Carus. This fleeting vision has been confounded with the storm ship that lurks about the foot of the Palisades and Point No Point, cruising through Tappan Zee at night when a gale is coming up. The Hudson is 4 miles wide at Tappan, and squalls have space enough to gather force. Hence, when old skippers saw the misty form of a ship steal out from the shadows of the western hills, then fly like a gull from shore to shore, catching the moonlight on her topsails, but showing no lanterns, they made to windward and dropped anchor, unless their craft was stanch and their pilots' brains unvexed with liquor. On summer nights, when falls that curious silence which is ominous of tempest, the storm ship is not only seen spinning across the mirror surface of the river, but the voices of the crew are heard as they chant at the braces and halyards in words devoid of meaning to the listeners. And that is Storm Ship of the Hudson, the story of a ghost ship that haunts the Hudson River in New York. This is Dan Scholes for the Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you like to listen. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As always, thank you so much for listening.